You will listen to 6 recordings. There are 6 questions in this task. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now look at the 3 pictures for question 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Smithsonian Zoo is a leader in the fight to save endangered species. The zoo's breeding success story is the Komodo dragon of Indonesia, the world's largest lizard. The zoo has about 50 of these primitive-looking creatures, most of which have been born here. The Komodo dragons can be seen at the Discovery Center. A special pride of the zoo is Amazonia, a recreation of the world's largest rainforest. The huge glass structure contains representatives of rare animals, various fish, and colorful birds from the Amazon region. Amazonia and the Discovery Center are open daily from 10 a.m. until closing.
Now listen again.
Smithsonian Zoo is a leader in the fight to save endangered species. The zoo's breeding success story is the Komodo dragon of Indonesia, the world's largest lizard. The zoo has about 50 of these primitive-looking creatures, most of which have been born here. The Komodo dragons can be seen at the Discovery Center. A special pride of the zoo is Amazonia, a recreation of the world's largest rainforest. The huge glass structure contains representatives of rare animals, various fish, and colorful birds from the Amazon region. Amazonia and the Discovery Center are open daily from 10 a.m. until closing.
Now look at the 3 pictures for question 2.
Mom, I'm home.
How was school? How did you do on the test?
School was okay, and I did great on the test. Mom, I was so worried about that test, but now I feel great.
I'm glad to hear that. You've been studying so hard for the past few weeks. Now you can relax and enjoy life.
What are you cooking? It smells delicious.
I'm baking your favorite carrot cake.
It looks really yummy. And I can see chocolate muffins and an apple pie over there too. You were busy, weren't you?
Yes. Jeff has to take something to his school fair tomorrow, so those muffins are for him.
Can I have a piece of carrot cake? I want to enjoy life right now.
You don't want to wait until after dinner?
It's calling me, and my mouth is watering. No, I don't want to wait. Can I, Mom?
Okay, go ahead.
Now listen again.
Mom, I'm home.
How was school? How did you do on the test?
School was okay. And I did great on the test. Mom, I was so worried about that test, but now I feel great.
I'm glad to hear that. You've been studying so hard for the past few weeks. Now you can relax and enjoy life.
What are you cooking? It smells delicious.
I'm baking your favorite carrot cake.
It looks really yummy. And I can see chocolate muffins and an apple pie over there too. You were busy, weren't you?
Yes. Jeff has to take something to his school fair tomorrow, so those muffins are for him.
Can I have a piece of carrot cake? I want to enjoy life right now.
You don't want to wait until after dinner?
It's calling me, and my mouth is watering. No, I don't want to wait. Can I, Mom?
Okay, go ahead.
Now look at the 3 pictures for question 3.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have an appointment with Dr. Clark at 8:30.
What's your name, please?
Laura Nicholson.
Follow me to room A, please. Here we are. What are your reasons for seeing Dr. Clark today?
Well, I've been feeling tired lately, and occasionally my stomach hurts. On top of that, I've had this persistent cough for the last 2 weeks.
When did you start having these symptoms?
I started feeling tired about 2 months ago, and then a little bit after that, the cough came. I got a stomach ache long before feeling tired.
Okay, let me take your vital signs.
How am I doing?
Everything is good. Normal blood pressure and no high temperature. Please wait here for a minute. Dr. Clark will be with you in a moment.
Now listen again.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have an appointment with Dr. Clark at 8:30.
What's your name, please?
Laura Nicholson.
Follow me to room A, please. Here we are. What are your reasons for seeing Dr. Clark today?
Well, I've been feeling tired lately, and occasionally my stomach hurts. On top of that, I've had this persistent cough for the last 2 weeks.
When did you start having these symptoms?
I started feeling tired about 2 months ago, and then a little bit after that, the cough came. I got a stomach ache long before feeling tired.
Okay, let me take your vital signs.
How am I doing?
Everything is good. Normal blood pressure and no high temperature. Please wait here for a minute. Dr. Clark will be with you in a moment.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 4.
The supermarket chain Morrisons is raising the price of its reusable plastic bags from 10 pence to 15 pence and introducing a 20 pence paper version in order to reduce plastic waste. But are paper bags more environmentally friendly than plastic ones? A research said it takes 4 times as much energy to manufacture a paper bag as a plastic one. The Environment Agency examined a range of bags made from different materials to find out how many times they need to be reused in order to have a lower global warming potential than an ordinary single-use plastic bag. They found out that the key to reducing the negative effect of all carrier bags, no matter what they're made of, is to reuse them as much as possible. It turned out that although cotton bags are the most carbon-intensive to manufacture, they are the most durable and will have a much longer life. So if customers replace their shopping bags with cotton ones, it will have a greater environmental effect.
Now listen again.
The supermarket chain Morrisons is raising the price of its reusable plastic bags from 10 pence to 15 pence and introducing a 20 pence paper version in order to reduce plastic waste. But are paper bags more environmentally friendly than plastic ones? A research said it takes 4 times as much energy to manufacture a paper bag as a plastic one. The Environment Agency examined a range of bags made from different materials to find out how many times they need to be reused in order to have a lower global warming potential than an ordinary single-use plastic bag. They found out that the key to reducing the negative effect of all carrier bags, no matter what they're made of, is to reuse them as much as possible. It turned out that although cotton bags are the most carbon-intensive to manufacture, they are the most durable and will have a much longer life. So if customers replace their shopping bags with cotton ones, it will have a greater environmental effect.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 5.
If you feel down during a downpour, it's not your imagination. According to one study, nearly 9% of people fall into the rain haters category. This group feels angrier and less happy on days with more precipitation. Another study found that rain even increased the number of negative posts published on Facebook. Texia Evans, a clinical psychologist in San Francisco, where it rains 67 days a year on average, says that when it gets dark and dreary out, some people definitely tend to feel lonely and less energetic about everything. It's pretty common to see a change in mood, such as feeling sadness or feeling sleepy when it's rainy outside. To cope with such a condition, she encourages people to do sports, connect with others instead of hiding from the rain alone indoors, and your mood is sure to be sunnier, no matter how dark and gloomy the weather may be.
Now listen again.
If you feel down during a downpour, it's not your imagination. According to one study, nearly 9% of people fall into the rain haters category. This group feels angrier and less happy on days with more precipitation. Another study found that rain even increased the number of negative posts published on Facebook. Texia Evans, a clinical psychologist in San Francisco, where it rains 67 days a year on average, says that when it gets dark and dreary out, some people definitely tend to feel lonely and less energetic about everything. It's pretty common to see a change in mood, such as feeling sadness or feeling sleepy when it's rainy outside. To cope with such a condition, she encourages people to do sports, connect with others instead of hiding from the rain alone indoors, and your mood is sure to be sunnier, no matter how dark and gloomy the weather may be.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 6.
What is school life like in England? This is a difficult question to answer, as everyone's experience of school anywhere, either England or some other country, will be different due to their own character. I went to an elite girls' school, which was private. This means you pay tuition. I eventually became a weekly boarder, which I loved. It meant I didn't have to travel for hours to and from home on public transport, and I could take advantage of sports facilities after school because I stayed there. I had been attending a primary state school until I was 8, but bless my mum, she decided I would benefit from going to this particular private school, which I did. The teachers were strict but kind, so I had to study hard, but I enjoyed it.
Now listen again.
What is school life like in England? This is a difficult question to answer, as everyone's experience of school anywhere, either England or some other country, will be different due to their own character. I went to an elite girls' school, which was private. This means you pay tuition. I eventually became a weekly boarder, which I loved. It meant I didn't have to travel for hours to and from home on public transport, and I could take advantage of sports facilities after school because I stayed there. I had been attending a primary state school until I was 8, but bless my mum, she decided I would benefit from going to this particular private school, which I did. The teachers were strict but kind. So I had to study hard, but I enjoyed it.
That is the end of task 1.